This is Quad Cities NPR, WVIK. Good morning. Glad to have you along. I'm Jim O'Hara with news at 9:04. The aquarium at Dubuque's National Mississippi River Museum is closed due to a chemical leak in one of its tanks. IPR's Grant Leo Winterer has more.
A pipe from the museum's HVAC system was dripping glycol into one of the aquarium's 40,000-gallon Gulf of Mexico tanks last week, killing all but 17 of the fish inside on Tuesday. Aquarium staff were alerted to the presence of glycol in the water due to a milky bacteria bloom that was placed in the water to fight the chemical. Kurt Strand is the president and CEO of the museum. He says the bloom happened overnight and murky water made rescue efforts difficult.
Bacterial bloom can happen within a few short hours. The second our team got in at 7 a.m., it was all hands on deck. They knew they couldn't dive in the tank because it was murky, like milk looking, but they were doing everything possible to save as many as they could.
Strand adds he anticipates reopening the tank in about 6 weeks if cleaning goes according to plan, but that depends on the health of the surviving fish. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Very high fire danger today because of dry and windy conditions. Sunshine, 70 degrees for the high, winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, clear, low around 41. Saturday, sunshine, high near 73. And on Sunday, sunshine, almost 80 degrees for the high. On Think, the concept of death can trigger an existential crisis in humans. Do animals face the same fears? What animals know about dying? Today at noon on Think, right here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.